Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, I think we are live.
Oh, look at my hair. I got to fix that first and foremost.
There we are. I think we're up and going. So I have my little setup here. I have my comments on the side that I should be able to see when you're typing stuff. So we're good there. So for those who don't know me, my name is Jared and I am Mike's marketer. So I do all, if you've ever seen an ad for anything, for his podcast, for a webinar, for events, anything that Mike is running, that comes from me. So that's what we do. And then I also, and part of his modules that he sells is he sells tech support. And so those who are building landing pages and doing advertising within our program, they meet with me once a week and we're able to kind of go through their landing pages and fix stuff and help them get clients. So that's who I am. I've been on a few podcasts and lives before. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about optimizing our landing pages. So this is something I have a ton of experience in because once a week for the last couple of years, I've been going through owners of cleaning companies' back offices and their landing pages and just to see kind of what's working and what's not working. And so we have a lot of data on what is working. So we're going to talk about that today. Before I do that, though, I'm going to take some water because I feel like I'm going to cough. And with Corona these days, you know, coughing is like against, it's going to scare everybody. So I don't want to do that. All right. So let's jump in. One of the biggest questions we get is what's the difference between a website and a landing page? Now, the difference between a website and a landing page is that a website is like a giant spider web full of information. And the idea is that someone would go to your website and kind of click around and find whatever it is that they're looking for. A landing page is built for a specific action, something that you want someone to do. So there's two different ways of advertising those. And this is where a lot of people get confused, is they want to run advertisements to their website. But that's not right. More or less, websites are used for people to come. Let's do an example. Let's say that I'm mowing my lawn and my lawnmower breaks. I'm going to go to walmart.com. I'm going to search lawnmowers. I'm going to price check all the lawnmowers there, find the one that I want, and then purchase that lawnmower. So the only way Walmart's going to get my business is by branding. So that way, when my lawnmower does break, I'm like, oh, I know this company or this store that has lawnmowers. I'm going to go over there and buy it. But if I have a lawnmower and I'm cruising along with my lawnmower, and I'm just kind of thinking like, man, this lawnmower stinks. It does not cut well. It dies a lot. I've taken it to the shop a billion times. And then all of a sudden I see an ad and the ad is saying, hey, is your lawnmower terrible? Does it make it, are you taking twice as long to mow your lawn than you should be? And I'm kind of like, yeah, I am. And they're like, hey, we actually have a way that you can turn in your old lawnmower and get this brand new one. And it's just, blah, you know, here's, I think you qualify for this type of thing. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yes, I am in. I'm 100% in. That's kind of the difference between, that would take me to a landing page and that landing page would walk me through that. So though could still be run by Walmart. Walmart could still run that promotion. They're just using a landing page that takes them down a specific area. Hey, I'm getting some guys saying, Jared, yes, it is me, Jared. I haven't seen you guys in a while. I don't know if you guys are going to the February event. I'm going to that. And so you'll see me there. So the note that I kind of have here is a website invites tire kickers. So people who are like price checking and just kind of want to see who you are and learn about you. Great. Having a website is great for that. They're going to come. And then there's, of course, people who are in direct, hey, I need this right now. So they're Google searching and trying to find, and that's a good spot to be found. However, landing pages are going to invite, oh, good, Jason, you're going to be there. Awesome. Landing pages are going to invite action. So when someone is like, for example, man, my lawnmower is not very good. And you say, hey, we actually have a a way to solve that for you. Come over here and take action. Oh, perfect. So we jump over there and we take action. Okay, so that's what a landing page is. Now we need to talk about, before we go into the how to optimize all this, we need to make sure we understand it. Let's talk about what a funnel is, because there's a difference between a website and then a funnel. So the best way, I was kind of, as I was getting my thoughts together for this, I was like, man, I'm trying to figure out a quick, easy way to explain it. I think this is the best way to do it. I want you to imagine that there's an auditorium full of people, and you walk up to a microphone, similar to what I have here, and you say, hey, does anybody need any cleaning for their commercial businesses? You might get one person who's like, yeah, I have no one cleaning my building. I need it, or whatever it may be. And you go, oh, okay, great. Let's do this. The chances are, though, you're probably not going to get a hand up. You know, maybe if you're lucky, the one, but most likely not. But if you walked up to a microphone with an auditorium full of people and you instead said, hey, is anybody cleaning up after their current cleaning crew? You might get three or four hands that kind of go, yeah, I do that. And now you've got potential. Now you've, instead of zero people raising their hand and a bunch of crickets and going, all right, well, I'll go to the next auditorium and try my messaging, you instead got four hands. But if you just said, I'll clean for you, that's not going to work either. So what you're going to do is you're going to take those people and you're going to say, hey, why don't we talk to the side of the, you know, leave the room and let's talk over here. That's you taking them from an ad over into your landing page. And then you're going to have that conversation. And how should that conversation go? This is something that Mike talks about a lot. It should be a pain conversation. You should be saying, hey, is this you? Is this what you're currently doing? Is this the frustrations you have? And they're like, yes, yes, this is exactly what it is. And you're listening to what they're saying and learning from that. And then from there, you offer a solution to that problem. And now you've just taken a room and maybe two of those people sign instead of four people leave, two people sign. And now you've gotten two new clients as opposed to absolutely no conversations with anyone. So that's, you're just doing essentially that in an online way when you have a funnel, is that you're removing people from a platform. So it could be if you're advertising on Facebook, if you're advertising on Google, if you're advertising with postcards or door hangers or whatever it may be, you're just taking people who have a specific pain and talking to those people. So when we start to change our mindset of what our websites are or what our digital marketing efforts should be, you can see that, and this is very common, that people say, I have a website. No one ever comes to it. And the answer is, it's because you're just standing on a stage and saying, anyone need this? No? All right, cool. All right, so now let's talk about the rules of a landing page. So there's just some thumb rules I want to give you when you're creating your landing page. Hopefully they make sense. This is how you can see the best results when you're creating a landing page. Keep in mind that a landing page needs to be built around a niche or a pain. So, hey, we clean for chiropractors, and this is why we're great for cleaning for chiropractors. And then you show that to chiropractors and allow them to take action. Or, hey, are you cleaning up after your current cleaners? Is this something you're currently doing? Because you shouldn't be, and we solve this problem for you. And that, and then they come over there. Okay, number one is that when someone sees your ad, your door hanger, your Facebook ad, your Google ad, whatever it may be, they need to go to a landing page that has one call to action. Not, hey, you want to learn more about me? Click here. Hey, you want to contact me? Click here. Hey, are you interested in our reviews? Click here. Like, that's called paradox of choice. It's just when you have too much going on, the user is more likely to leave than take the action that you want. So you place one call to action, just one. I'm looking at all these comments. Everyone's saying, oh, hey, Jackson. What's up, man? So once you have your one call to action, and keep in mind that your call to action needs to be not the end game. So go back to the auditorium. I say, anybody have this pain? And they go, yeah. And then I take them out and I say, I'll clean for you. That's the end game. That's what we want, but not what they're looking for. They're looking to make sure the problem's going to get solved. So what we tend to do in an online marketing scenario is that we relate with their pain, we share the benefits with them of what we're going to provide, and then we have them take a small step of action. So think of like when you shop on Amazon. It doesn't say, hey, are you interested in this product? Fill out your name, your shipping information, your credit card, your blah, 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 all on one page, because it would be too intimidating for us. Whoa. I don't know if I'm that committed. But if we say, hey, what's your name and email? They say, oh, it's this. And then you take them to the next spot and you continue to work that relationship until they book a call, and then through the call you continue your sales. So that's how, that's why it's called a funnel, is that you're moving them in a direction. So by having one call to action, we and Grow My Cleaning Company tend to use name and email, because if someone leaves the auditorium and they give us their name and email, but then they don't continue with the rest of the process, we at least know this is a potential person and we can continue to market to that person. So we'd use name and email in those scenarios. Rule number two is that you want the pictures on your landing page to match the mood of your landing page. This is another one that's common, is that people will just post their logos or happy cleaners or whatever it may be, their employees. A landing page is specifically for a pain or a niche. So you want to have the pictures match that. So a good example is, if, let's do a residential one. Let's say a residential cleaner, you're targeting moms who are just overwhelmed. They just have so much going on and you want them to experience a clean home. So here's a good example. If you're marketing for this, you could say something like, hey, you know, when you go to a hotel and it's you, the cleaners, you know, had come. So you're out, you're at the pool or whatever, you come home and then the cleaners have cleaned your place. That feeling that you get of like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. Like, you can have that in your home as well. That doesn't need to be something that you pay a hotel hundreds of dollars a night to experience. You can actually experience this in your own home. Wow, I'm interested in this. And then you come over and then you start to talk about, you're probably overwhelmed and you probably don't have enough time. Well, by giving us your name and email, we're going to give you more time. We're going to give you a home that gives you that feeling you get when you're at a hotel. And you're going to go, yes, I'm interested in this. And so me as the user has to make a decision. Is my name and email worth all this that's being promised to me? Hopefully the answer is, yeah, it is. I want that. So then they give you that information. They make that decision of like, yes, I'm going to go this direction. And now there's page two into your funnel and you're that much closer into capturing a client for you. All right, number three is you want to handle objections that they may have in the scroll. So what happens is, this is also common, is that someone creates a landing page and they say, all right, I'm going to run my ad, and then the ad works great. And they're getting tons of clicks to their landing page, and then no one's giving them their name and email. And they go, dude, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to try to change my ad. And the answer is no. Don't change your ad. Your ad is driving people exactly where it needs to go. Your landing page isn't, there's something in the user that they're saying, I don't trust it. I don't know. It's not worth my name and email. So we need to fix the landing page. So what we do is we ask these two questions. Why is someone here? Why is someone at my website? Or why is someone at my landing page? Why are they here? And then why would they leave? So usually by asking yourself those two questions, you're going to be able to figure out what the issue is. So if someone, for example, we ran an ad that says, hey, we're going to clean your whole building for free for 1 year. And then they come to the landing page and landing page says, just kidding, we just wanted to get you here. Give us your name and email. They're going to leave because you were offering something that once they saw more details, they're like, oh, this wasn't actually true. If you, so you always want to make sure that what you're offering from on the ad point is reflected on the landing page. So your ad and your landing page should be very similar. They should almost have the same headlines in some cases, because that way it's cohesive. They know what they're getting. They click the ad for a reason. They're at your landing page. They're going to fill out the information for the same reason they click the ad. So then you can ask yourself, well, why would, if let's say you're not overpromising or anything like that, the question of why would they leave then needs to be asked. So I'm going to share with you a real example. So a couple months ago, I want to say, we were working on some residential landing pages, and the person was offering a $67 house clean. $47, something like that. Get your whole house cleaned, first time clean, $47. And was thinking, this is going to be great. It's going to convert like crazy. And he was having this problem where people were coming to the landing page and they weren't following through. So he's like, dude, do I have to give it away cheaper? Like, why? Who doesn't want this great deal? And when we asked those two questions, why are there someone here and why would they leave? We said, all right, well, they're here to get a cheap clean because they clicked on the ad, which means they were interested, but then they left. So now let's focus on why would they leave? And we came up with two kind of objections that they may have. And one was they might be thinking, well, why is this clean cheap? Why? What is it about it? Is it shady? Is this a spam? Like, what is this? And then the second one we came up with was, is the clean going to be any good? Are they just going to cheap clean me? Are they just going to come in and dust a few things and charge me $47 for it? You know? So what we did is in the scroll, meaning when I say in the scroll, I mean when they scroll down. Because for us, if we go to something and we're not interested, we click the X, right? Or we just in our phone, we go back. We hit the back button. We go back to what we're doing. If we land on something and we're curious, we're like, okay, I like this, but I have a few problems. We scroll. That's what we do. And so we would scroll to see, is there any more information I can get before I commit giving my name and email? So in this scenario, we put for the worry of, is this cheap? Like, why is this cheap, I guess, would be kind of the question they would have. We put in a section or a paragraph that just said, hey, this is a short-term promotion that we're running. You may be wondering why. Hey, why is this person offering me? It's, trust me, you're getting the full package. This is more, and we positioned it as more of a diamond in the rough. Like, you just stumbled across something that's going to be amazing, instead of like, yeah, we're just this cheap cleaning company. And so we put that paragraph in there that just explained, like, hey, you may be thinking this way. You just stumbled on something great. We're only doing 5 this month, so hurry and take action. And then the next thing that we were thinking about was just that, like, is this going to be a good clean? So we ended up putting some reviews at the bottom of real reviews that they had received that just talked about, hey, this is a great cleaning company. They did an amazing job. And then that's when the landing page started to convert. So sometimes our funnels can get these little holes in them, and we immediately go back to the ad, which is a common thing that we think, oh, my ad's just not working. It's not pre-framing them enough. But the answer is, it could be the landing page. And if your landing page isn't converting, you're not seeing some stuff, then you need to think, instead of saying, well, maybe the colors are bad, or maybe I need to put my logo on the left instead of the right, we need to just ask those two questions. Why is someone here? And why are they leaving? What would cause them to say, you know what, I clicked an ad, I'm now on the landing page, but I'm out of here. There's usually a reason for it. And it's something small, like, I don't know, this kind of seems like a scam or something like that you can just solve with a paragraph. So I'm going to invite you, and this is a great exercise to do not only with your landing pages, but with your website, is to look at your website and say, why would someone come to this website? What is it that they want? And make sure that you have those wants up, so that they're not having to dig around for the wants. You want them bold right in the front. They call it above fold, which means before they have to scroll. So when they just open up their website, your website, it's right there. Why someone would come. And then you have to think, if they come here to my website and they leave without clicking anything, why would they leave? What is the thing that's causing them to say, I don't trust these guys, or nope, this isn't going to work, or whatever it may be? And you'll find that when you look at your websites or your landing page with those two questions, you start to humanize it. You start to see it as like, oh, I get it now, because I'm a human and I can relate with another human who may feel this way. Instead of, we sometimes see them as just numbers or ghosts out there, but they're real people who are trying to make decisions. And if we can make those decisions easier for them, that's how we can optimize what we're doing. Okay, that is my advice for you. Michelle, you're asking, can you rewatch this later? The answer to that is yes. This is a Facebook Live, and so it's going to be on the I think it just reposts on the, and you can fast forward it and all you want. And then it's also going to be an episode on the podcast. So it's something that you can listen to on the podcast. Okay. Thanks so much, everyone. It was great. I always love when Mike gives me an opportunity to be able to come up and share some of the stuff that we're working with cleaners. So get out there, advertise, find their pain, create some great ads and some great landing pages, and hopefully you guys can either have been involved with Mike before, or you're thinking about joining the program, and then that's something we can walk you through and help you do. All right, have a good one, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.